Only you can do what no man can. Hallelujah. Well, let's prove it here today. Let's not say stuff that we can't prove. Amen. Can I get a witness? Well, let's prove that the Lord can do something here today which no man could have done for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know the praise team, they've been doing an awesome job standing on their feet for about 40 something minutes. So I want them to take the load off, but you're coming up in a few minutes. Just go and rest for a bit, but stay close, because I'm going to call you up in a few minutes. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Trust you're all doing well. Amen. Today, you know, I want us to exercise our faith. Praise the Lord. Exercise your faith. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do here in a minute. But first, I want you to just sit down and relax. I know you've been standing up through the praise session for, you know, almost 45 minutes or more. So just sit down, relax, and soak in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I want you where you're seated to just lift your hands up. Wave to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just say, hallelujah. 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 Just sing softly, quietly before the Lord. Just relax in His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We give you the praise. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. We thank you because the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. We ask that that light will shine into our hearts this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning again. I want to speak to you about the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for Him? He's the God of all flesh. There was a conversation between Jeremiah and the Lord in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32. I want to read verses 17 and 27 to us. In verse 17 of Jeremiah 32, Jeremiah makes this declaration. Ah, Lord God, he said, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing that is too hard for thee. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
And then in verse 27, see, the Lord answers back in kind and says to Jeremiah, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And so that's the subject of my exhortation to you this morning. It'll be very brief. I want you to practice your faith. You know, first, Jeremiah said something to the Lord.
And then the Lord told him back,
pretty much the same thing. What is it that you need to say to the Lord today?
See, what is it?
You know, now, I want you to read with me in the book of Psalm 145, a beautiful psalm, you know, that, you know, the psalmist put out. And if you have a chance, you read the whole psalm. It's very, very beautiful. But I'm just going to read, you know, one or two verses there. You know, perhaps, you know, just one verse in verse 16. The Lord, he said, well, let me read it from verse 15. He said, the eyes of all wait upon thee, O Lord. Thou givest them their meat in due season. Talking about everything, you know. I mean, we wait on the Lord. He's the one that gives us everything we need. But this verse right here, verse 16, is the verse that I want to talk about. You know, thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. I mean, pretty much, the Lord opens his hand. It's all there. You can come and take it. You know, every living thing has different desires. But it's all in the hands of the Lord. And he can do it all. I mean, what is your desire today? What is it that you need from the Lord? First thing, we're going to tell him that he can do it. And then, let's see what he will respond back to us. You know, if you need something from someone, you're not likely to go to someone to ask something from them if you don't think they can do it. I mean, if I see someone that I know doesn't have any money, you know, I can see that they have no money, they're poor, maybe they are begging for money, I'm not going to go to them and ask them to give me $20 because I know they don't have it, you know. But if I see somebody that I think has it, I can go to them and ask them for it, you know. And then we experience that every day in our lives, in our families, really. We experience it. You know, the reason that our children ask us for things is because they know we can do it. Hello? That's right. My grandchildren, when they come around, they know I can do it. Grandpa, give me $5. You know, because they know I can do it. They're not going to ask me for something. First of all, they can't ask for something that their own mind cannot comprehend. That's number one. And number two, they're not going to ask me for something that they think I can't do. So when they ask, it's because they know I can do it. Now, I want us to practice that today. And going from here today, start practicing. It looks simple enough, and we can all practice it, and we can all do it. You know, don't ask the Lord for anything if you don't know that he can do it. What's the point? You know, but you come to him. If you know he can heal you, then you come to him and ask for your healing. Can someone say amen? Amen. If you think the Lord can bless you because he opens his hands and satisfies the desire of every living thing. Every living thing. It's all in his hands. Open his hands wide. Come and take it. Come and take yours. Now, if you know he can do it, then you step up and take it. And ask him. And Jesus told his disciples one time, he said, look, hitherto you have asked me nothing. Ask, that your joy may be full. You know, you shall receive, and your joy shall be full. You know, so we're going to practice this morning. Very simple. We're going to practice it. Well, here's what I want you to do. First of all, the thing that you want the Lord to do for you. Well, if you could do it yourself, we don't need to ask the Lord. But, and if somebody else could do it for you, just ask them. But if nobody else, we sang a song, this Praise Team did, I'm actually going to have them do that song again in a few minutes, you know, that God can do something that no one else can do. Amen? He can do that which nobody else can do. Well, okay, so, I mean, what is it that nobody else can do? I mean, I'm right here, you know,
there's certain things I know I can do. You know, like the one I just said, my grandkid asked me for $5. That I can do. I mean, I can do that. I can do it without even thinking about it. But there are many things that I can't even I can do.
Well, the Lord says here in the book of Jeremiah 32, verse 27,
in response to something that first Jeremiah said to him. Now remember, Jeremiah was the one that first said to him, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens by thy hand, thy great arm, and so forth. There is nothing too hard for you. He said that first.
Then the Lord turned around and told him, well, you said, now, I am indeed the Lord, the God of all flesh.
You know, sometimes Jesus would say, you call me Lord and Master, and you say, right, because so I am. You call him Lord, and you say, right, so he is. You call him healer, you say, right, so he is. You call him provider, they sang a song here, say, provider, protector, healer, covering him from the rain and everything, you know, an awesome God. What is it that you believe he can do for you? That's the one we want to do today. I'm not going to be a long sermon at all, but I want you, the thing that you believe that God can do for you. Now, don't ask him if he can't do it. You know, I mean,
but he said, remember, he has opened his hands to satisfy the desire of every living thing. Every living thing. You want it, he's got it. If he doesn't have it, you don't want it.
Hallelujah. Praise God. If God doesn't have it, then you don't want it and you don't need it. Because whatever you want, whatever you need, he's got it. Now, all you got to do is believe that and then ask him for it. Now, just like little children, they believe. That's why they ask. You know, they know you can do it. They come and say, can we go to the park? It's because they know you can take them to the park. You know, that's why they ask. Because they know you can do it. Maybe because of your track record. Maybe you've taken them to the park before. So, next time they come, they ask again. Because they know you can do it. Because you've done it. Now, let's be like little children. Here this one. What is the thing that you can ask the Lord for today, that you can say to him, Lord God, I know that you are such and such. Just like Jeremiah did. Jeremiah told the Lord, and then the Lord told him back. Well, what are you going to tell the Lord today? And let's see what he will tell you back. Now, I often like to tell people that when you are praying for something, be specific. Don't be just all over the place, all over the map. All over the map. Well, if God does it, you probably won't even wouldn't know. You know, be specific. What things soever you desire, Jesus said. Be specific. Mark 11:24. Be specific. If you need bread, ask him for bread. Don't go to your father and ask him for anything. If the little boy that Jesus was talking about said, look, those of you who are fathers, if your son will come to you and ask you for bread, you will not give him a stone. Well, let me argue and say it this way. Now, Paul likes to argue the scriptures, argues, you know, make some arguments, 1 Corinthians 15, argue about the resurrection and so forth. Let me argue it also this way. You know, if the little boy goes to his father and say, give me something. Now, the father would be in his own right to give him a stone, because a stone is something. You know. But if the boy asked for bread, then the father would be crazy to give him a stone. He wouldn't do that. And Jesus said, you guys, you being evil in your nature, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more? The Heavenly Father. But you got to ask him for bread. Don't ask him for something. Ask him for the thing that you believe is already in his hand. He opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. What is your desire? There's nothing wrong with desires, especially if it is in line with the mind of God. You know, so we got to have our minds trained with the Word of God. to ask the things that are according to his will. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 says, if, he then said, look, this is the confidence that we have. We know, chapter 5 verse 14, we know that if we ask anything according to his will, well, you can't just ask anything, but if you ask according to his will, then we know he's hearing us. And furthermore, in the next verse, he says, if he hears us, because we asked according to his will, then we know that the things that we desired of him, we shall have. We have the petitions that we desire. Nothing wrong with desire, as long as it's according to the will of God. You know, so, satisfy the desire of every living thing. Praise God. And some people are afraid to ask, you know, because they don't even know what to ask, you know. But look, Jesus said it himself, is also, you can't ask for the Holy Spirit and get the devil. So, you know, the Lord, if you ask for good things, every good and perfect gift comes from above. James chapter 1, let's read verse 17 together. You know, these are the things that God has promised us. Every good gift, he has opened his hand, can satisfy every desire of everybody that is here. No matter how many different kinds of desires there are. Because he opens his hand, satisfies the desire of every living thing. And every good gift and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness. You know what I call that? Yo-yo. There is no yo-yo thing with God. You know, it's not today, yes, tomorrow, maybe, tomorrow, next time, perhaps, and then no, and so forth. There's no variableness. In him is yea, and in him is amen. Neither shadow of turning. Do you know what I call that? Mood swings. God doesn't have those mood swings that today he's feeling really good, you know, so he's feeling it. You know, then when you ask him something, he'll give you. Tomorrow he's not feeling it, so he won't give you. He doesn't have any of this stuff. You know, that's us. You know, his word is yea and amen. And if he says it, you can take it to heaven. Some people say you can take it to the back. You can take God's word to heaven because it is forever, before he even said it, was forever settled in heaven. Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O God, thy word is settled where? In heaven. And your prayer is, let it be settled in my heart. It's already settled in heaven, but let it be settled in my heart. You know, settle it in your heart, therefore, that you can, the Lord can do the thing that you are asking him to do. Settle it. So, we're going to do a little exercise here this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You know, one time, James, this same James that we're just reading, you know, in James chapter 2, was telling them, look, faith without works is what?
Dead.
What is faith without works? It's dead. You know, he said, look, you might say you have faith, but you can't show me, I can't see your faith. But if you show me your works, then I'll know that you have faith. But I can show you my faith by my works. You know, so, you know, he went on to explain a lot of things, you know, how that you got to put your faith in action. Some people say put your mouth where your money is at, or put your money where your mouth, I don't know how you say it. But, you know, look, put action to your faith. That's what real believing is. Faith with action is believing. So, at times you have to demonstrate that. And that's why sometimes preachers will stand on stage such as this and they say, well, I'm going to call the prayer line. I want you to come down here. What? It doesn't mean that God cannot heal you in your seat. Of course not. He can heal you right where you're sitting. But they want you to put some faith to it. By the time you get out of that seat, come down this aisle, you know, thinking about it. You know? One woman was saying, look, if I can just make my way through the crowd, And if I can just touch the hem of his hand. So the whole time she was trying to make her way through the crowd, just like when you're trying to make your way down the aisle. The whole time she's focused on something. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Praise the Lord. So she was putting her faith into, action. You know, praise the Lord. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, I want to invite the praise team to come back to the platform here, if you can. I want you to come back. And I want them to sing that last song again. You know, no one can do what you can do, Jehovah. Nobody. And during the singing of that song, this is it. That's my message today. Now we're going to the ministration part of it. And you and I will do it together. Now, hold on a minute. You know, if you have pains in your body, you know, maybe back pain, maybe leg pain, maybe whatever kind of pain, you know, I want you to zero in on the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for him to do? Well, I want you to come down that aisle quickly and pass on through here. And by the time you go from here back to your seat, it's gone. Amen. Amen. That's right. You know. And, you know, all you have to do is the whole time that you're coming down the aisle, don't put your eyes on me. My job is to make you put your eyes on the Lord. You know, you put your eyes on the Lord, looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. You put your eyes on Jesus. Bam. Somebody ought to take care of that. What's all that? Can you take care of that, please? It's distracting. You put your eyes on the Lord. You know, and when you come down here, it is God, you and God, and you alone, you know. And Jesus said to the crowd, who touched me? Everybody looked at him silly. Touch you. There are all these people around you, thronging you on every side. What kind of question is who touched you? And Jesus said, no, that was a different kind of touch. Amen. Amen. Now, are you that one that will touch the Lord today? Will you touch him? Remember, he opens his hands, satisfies the desire of every. What's your desire? If it's according to the will of God, you got it. You come on there. One of the things that the Lord loves to do for his people is healing. Because the Bible says healing is the bread of the children. So it's like, well, children must eat. So, you know, that one we don't even need to pray for a long time. You know, we just need to reach out and get it. Praise the Lord. So, and everything else too. You know, if you think that he can do it, then you tell him that he can do it. And perhaps he'll tell you back the same thing, just like he told Jeremiah. Jeremiah told him, I know there's nothing too hard for you because your hand made everything. And then the Lord turned around and said, yeah, I am that God. There is nothing too hard for me. So I want you to stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. And as the praise team will be singing this song. Now, I'm not going to be laying hands. I'm praying for you one by one. But I want you to exercise your faith. What I want you to do is calm down this aisle. Run around this place. Hallelujah. Especially, you know, well, maybe you came in with back pain, came in limping or whatever. You run around this place. It's gone. You know, one time the Lord said to them, go around the place 7 times and shout the victory. And the walls came tumbling down. The wall of Jericho came tumbling down. So, I want you to know within yourself what it is that you want him to do for you, but know within yourself that he can do it. Don't ask him if you think he can't do it. He can't give it to you. Why would you even ask him if he doesn't have it? Don't go and ask somebody who can't give you something to give it to you, because they, you know, they can't do it. Why would you ask him? You ask him because you know he can do it.
I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
Now, yours may not be healing, maybe something else, but it doesn't matter. He opened his hands and satisfies the desire of every living thing. What's your desire? Now, I want you to sing me that last song you sang to me.
You can do what the man
does. Yes. And as they are singing, oh yeah, gather some faith. When your faith is just right, you run down this aisle, you go around this place and go back to your seat, and God will do it for you. Hallelujah.
What do you?
Ah!
What?